Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thanks to Raycon for supporting Skim. Go to buyraycon.com/skim today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping.
I love it.
Wasn't that nice?
I love it.
That's from Stinky Pete. He made that. Thanks, Stinky Pete. I don't think it's the character from Toy Story.
That's from Stinky Pete. He made that.
He made that. I made this.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we got a theme that is reminiscent. It's really just a cover of our current theme that we can't use anymore because YouTube shuts us down for that song. And so he made like an 8-bit version of it, and I freaking love it. So it's staying here forever. He's the man. Thank you, Stinky Pete. I don't think you're all that stinky, but you're definitely Pete. Anyway, it's Scott and Kim here with the Skim Show. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
It's time for us to get one out, you know, push it out.
I missed the, and I'm Kim.
Oh, hi. And this is, how do we usually do it? It's early, man. We don't do this stuff at 8 a.m. What is wrong with us? We're doing this because the very busy day ahead, we got all kinds of crap going on, and Kim is going to be slathered in children from, right?
Slathered?
Well, you're going to be busy watching kids for most of the day.
I will be watching kiddos today. It's Taylor's birthday.
Oh, yeah. We have a 30-year-old.
And she turns 30 today.
How's everyone feel about it? How does that sound to everyone else? Because to our ears, it sounds insane.
Yeah.
I mean, other people.
I mean, it's super fun. It's been a blast. Yeah. But it's weird to think. I mean, it just seems like such a long time.
We were so young then, dude. It's really lame. Whatever. I'm not going to complain. Look, I want a world where my kids grow to ripe old ages, you know? And she's headed there. Everyone thinks 30 is a big deal. It's so not. Right?
It's cool.
I mean, I don't mean that. I mean, I just mean when I got there, I was like, oh, so old. Oh my gosh, 30. And then I got 40, went, oh, shit, 40. Oh, and then 50. Oh, this is just the pattern.
See, and I'm the opposite. I was like, cool, 30. It's awesome. And then 40 was like the best.
40, and you liked 40.
I liked 40.
You went with your girlfriends to Vegas.
I did.
Yeah. They went and saw a man stripper show.
Oh, my gosh.
Didn't you or something?
A stripper show.
No, it wasn't. But it was something like that. It was like a muscular dude on stage thing, right? It was kind of a funny girls' night out deal. Yeah.
They didn't
go full Fremont or anything. age, man. What is it? How does it work? Anyway, we got a whole thing going on here, and very busy day ahead of me, so I'm trying not to be distracted by all the other stuff I have to do. I'd rather just be present with you. You know,
bright and early,
like our wedding vows said. Always be present with each other. Kim took that to mean always give presents to each other, and I took it as always open those presents. I don't know.
I love it.
Anyway, you're leaving me for a bit next week. That sounded bad. I don't mean it in the way it's
going
sounded.
On a little trip with Taylor and Dylan and the kiddos as not the nanny, but the nana.
The nana. Yeah, you don't feel taken advantage of it all there.
My gosh, I'm so excited.
You're going to get to go with the kids. Fun. They're going to get to see, like, they're going to Mario World at Universal
mm-hmm.
and Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be there to just make sure whatever is needed with the kids are cool.
Yeah.
And you love that. So this isn't a big deal.
I do.
And they're, you know, they're flying you out and all that. So it'll be fun. I'm really excited for you. I wish I was going to be there, but I've got to be here.
Yep.
Making sure the butter gets churned. You know,
getting ready for Viva TMS Vegas.
That's right. You're going to come back from that with like 14 Anaheim diseases, and then we got to carry those to Vegas.
I'm very careful.
Actually, you are pretty careful.
So. I'm extremely careful.
Oh, good news, though.
I have hand sanitizer in my bag.
Carter pointed this out yesterday, but the COVID wastewater testing they do where they check everybody's pee for
it's down.
It's way down, like a huge plummet. And that's good. This is about the time of year it should plummet.
It'll plummet, and then it's spring break everywhere, so it might do a little skip and hop.
But this feels like the first time where we can actually see it for what it will be, not what it was, but this uber mutated, much less harsh thing, but that is a regular thing like flus.
Yeah,
and you'll see this. You know, all the testing data will show that, and there you go. So I guess what I'm saying is,
it's a good time to go.
Yeah, if you need to go, if you need to pee, go now. Oh, you mean go on a trip? I got it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Anyway,
to blow my nose.
What airline?
Delta.
Okay. So no Boeing parts falling out of the sky or any of that?
Let's hope not.
Because that's a big thing right now, you know, all that.
I know.
All that.
And then
the guy
like
that blew
Delta.
The whistle found dead in a truck. Did you hear about that?
No.
I mean, it makes you get conspiratorial, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It makes you go, oh. What a Boeing wipe out of the source? What happened there? You know what sound parts make when they land on the ground from the plane? Boeing, Boeing, Boeing. It's terrible.
That is terrible.
Sorry.
Poor people on planes scared half out of their minds.
Yeah, but nobody died. It's okay.
No, but it's still got to be pretty scary.
Nobody died, but the whistleblower. Anyway, so you're leaving and you'll come back and you'll regale us with tales of interest. And
absolutely.
Yeah. Are you going to do any of the rides or anything?
Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're doing everything.
Oh, yeah.
So when you...
It's basically, Phoebe obviously can't go on a lot of the rides. Van can't go on some of the rides.
Right.
And so we have to kind of split up with the things they can do. And then, of course, Taylor and Dylan are going to want to go on rides. Then I'll watch the kids.
When we went in 2006 with Nick when he was six, it's weird to think
we got all the way to California. We drove the 10 something hours.
Yeah, it was long.
And then as soon as we got there, they went on their very first ride. I think it was Space Mountain.
Yeah, right? And Carter saw someone barf and then she wouldn't get on.
And that was it. Our kids didn't like rides.
No, they didn't like it. They've never really liked it.
We didn't know
it.
They didn't like rides until we got to Disneyland.
I was so stoked for for all of the bigger rides, right? I'm like, yeah, my kids are old enough now. Let's go. Let's do this. And nobody liked it.
And we found out they were terrified of roller coasters. Great. We made it all the way there.
Plus, this is right smack in the middle of when Tay was having her seizures. Remember? And so she
was. Yeah, it was a little more.
So we were all just nervous and we was like, oh no, she's like 12 or what? She'd have been in 06.
11.
And so that was nerve wracking. And then Nick was too tiny. You know, he was just always, he's a very smart kid. So he was doing a lot of like, at 6 years old, I don't know if I want to go on the big one.
No.
I'm thinking that maybe. Like he would just like work it out with us and not want to do it.
We're in line and we've been here for 30 minutes. We're not going to get out of the line if you're not sure. But
Carter is in full panic mode. Like, I can't get on there.
Oh, no. Carter stepped into the ride, stepped past it, stood on the little platform. And there's like a guard, standing there. Not a guard, but what is he called? Security.
Security dude or whatever. Yeah.
Was standing on there. And she just stood there shaking her head.
Yeah, shaking her head at me. Like, I'm not doing it. I'm like, okay, after all that, you're not getting on?
No!
So what's interesting about that is you learn a lot about who my kids are. Mm-hmm. Nick's a negotiate his way out of a thing. Taylor is a, I'll do it, but I'm not going to like it.
But I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to smile. Anyway.
And Carter is a, I'm going to do exactly what I want to do. And I'm not going, none of you can do crap about it. She'll make her decision and hold her ground. And it's funny how that experience was like, those are their three personalities in relief. It's like,
I guess Taylor must have been 12 because they were 6, 9, and 12.
I guess she'd have been. Yeah, that was a, and that would have been right for her for the seizure.
But that was determinant of. I mean, we realized right then this is how they've always been. This is how they are always going to be.
Oh, if you imagine, I just thought about this. This is sad. I shouldn't think about these things.
No, you shouldn't.
But what if
whatever
she
did, it is?
Remember, when the doctor wanted us to give
no,
her.
No, okay, you need nah. We're
but
not going
but if she had, we wouldn't have these two little ones.
I know. They wanted to put her on some pretty heavy medication.
That was going to sterilize her.
They could have potentially done that.
Mm-hmm. A high risk, that guy said, yeah. I remember. And we were like, ugh, I don't know. It feels manageable. Maybe we can do this. And we did. And it worked. And it was fine. And I'm glad we did.
They were the kind she could grow out of.
Right.
And she did.
And she did. So, thankfully, we got these two little weirdos. You want to? I captured some audio from from the little one yesterday. You want to hear some of this? Here,
absolutely.
Just a taste of this. Let's see, where is it? Phoebes.
Is this where Van was pretending that he had a little doll and he was pretending it was biting him?
No.
Oh, that was a really good video too.
This is them singing, trying to sing "You Are My Sunshine," which has some history in our family because Kim sang this to all three kids when they mm-hmm. were little, and it was like maybe the first song. Mother to baby sung
that
a song
was my
they ever heard.
One to sing, yeah.
Yeah, you like singing it. So here's what that sounded like.
You are my son. Ten. My only son.
Ten.
You make me
happy.
When skies are
great.
You never know.
Great.
Great.
Everything's great over there.
Yeah. But just like her mother, she thought it was great and not gray.
Yep.
For the longest time.
The longest time. All of them did that. They all went through that phase.
Gosh dang it. She's fun right now. She's so fun right now, this little bean. She's just like a little freak that's just like confident and strutting around and, you know, looking all like she owns the place and she can talk and say things like,
no.
We got a chicken nugget in her hand. She's yelling, dip it! Dip it! Just an amazing kid. I wish her on everyone. I really do. I really do. Just like Van when he was little, same thing. He's adorable now, but she's got a certain kind of like 18-month energy, which she just hit last night. Mm-hmm. So happy 18th to her, 18-month to her, and happy 30th to Taylor. Ooh.
And Ramona's just to that point where she's just about to start smiling. She's, what, 6 weeks?
You know what I realize is she is Taylor's only 10 years older.
You gotta stop.
She was born 10 years after I was 14. Like that kind of the way you think about
when
it
you think
like
about
that's
just stuff.
That's nuts. That's bananas. All right, so you're leaving, that's great. I mean, I'm, you know, whatever. I'll try to keep the place.
So you're leaving, that's great.
You're gone for how many days? I forget. Four, five, something.
Six.
Three, six. Shite.
It's going to be okay.
A homost.
You're going to be
week?
All right.
A homost. All right. The other thing I was going to tell you is that we've been going to this breakfast place that we like. And we want to recommend it. It's up in Draper. It's Hash. What is it? Hash Hole?
Hash Kitchen.
The Hash Hole. No?
It's Hash Kitchen.
The Hash Kitchen. Relatively new. There's a couple of them in town, right? Nope, just
not
one.
Not in Utah. Well, they're going to open a new one in Salt Lake.
That's what it was. And
this one's in Draper.
Arizona has one or something. Mm-hmm. And they're
moving
expanding.
To Texas and all over the place.
Anyway, Hash Kitchen, freaking top notch. Go there if you want, like, I don't know, just crazy good breakfast stuff. And they have a donut bar. Well, the one here does. In I think in Arizona, it's like a whiskey bar or
no,
some kind
it's
of bar.
What's the tomato drink for breakfast?
Margarita bar. Nope. I mean, no. What's wrong with me? Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary bar.
Shit.
The one in Arizona. Yes.
Why couldn't I think of that?
But
okay,
just,
so the one in Arizona,
like
and they have a
they have like 50 items to put in your Bloody Mary kind of thing.
They have one here. They bring it around on a cart though.
Yeah.
Right. And they have a huge cart full of like. Here's celery, here's pickles, here's olives, here's
bacon,
big, thick, freaking nasty bacon.
Everything pickled. They had pickled okra that you could put on the stick and put in there. I mean, it's just kind of crazy. Looking.
You could make an entire breakfast out of a Bloody Mary.
You could.
If you worked on it hard enough. But why did they do, so there was some weird thing about alcohol laws. They had to change the thing to a donut bar.
I think it's because if they did that, they'd have to make it a bar that served food instead of a restaurant that served alcohol.
Oh, they flipped the other way. Yeah.
This one you can take kids to and everything else. you know, without a problem.
We have weird alcohol laws. They're not as weird as some places. There are places in Pennsylvania that'll make your head spin. Like, everyone always wants to just go, oh, Utah, but they're weird. It ain't that weird
it's
compared
not
to most
that
places.
Weird. We have it here.
Yeah. You can come get drunk. You want to get drunk?
He'll definitely do that with the high altitude anyway. Faster.
Oh, that's true. That's how that works, right? Not the other way.
Correct.
Wait, so if I go down to Florida, will I get drunk slower?
I don't know. I don't know.
You wouldn't know how that works?
I've just been told that.
I don't know how that works.
Someone else will know how that works.
Oh, look at that. Luke Sidewalker gifted a membership to somebody. That was really nice. Thanks, Luke.
Wow.
Jay Funktastic has become a member. Sorry, I'm just noticing these things that you can't see.
Okay.
Anyway.
Sounds good.
What else? So go there. It's called Hash Kitchen. It's in Draper, Utah. If you live out here, definitely worth your time if you're a breakfast person. I would recommend not going on a Saturday morning.
Well, they don't take reservations. And
oh,
so
that
we had a 45-minute wait. It wasn't super bad. It was a nice, lovely day. So we walked over to a couple of little stores.
That's true. That was all right. No, it wasn't, because we went to a craft store and that sucked. Right?
You like going to craft stores. You've got funny pictures and everything.
Some of them.
So stop it.
I found giant letters, like decorative letters, and then made them spell like Van and Phoebe and stuff like that.
See, you had fun waiting for our table. It wasn't bad at all.
Nobody told me how great. Like, I always thought, I dread the day when I'm, even though we're young grandparents, I dreaded the day that I would be called that, because it just seems like, oh, you're old as shit, you old thing, and it's kind of the best thing. Like, just thinking about those kids makes me happy. Like, very
That's
few
good.
Things do
That's
that
good.
Anymore. The world is a dark, complicated place. But
sometimes
when you
it's
go
hard to find your happy, I
yeah
get it.
But when you go, hey, we're going to the park with Phoebe, you're like a kid again. It's weird. Can't explain it.
I went down the slide just yesterday.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It was great. The windy slide.
There was an old joke in high school. Is this even appropriate?
Probably not. If you have to question that whether or not it is, you probably shouldn't tell it. Just saying.
Oh, I know what it was. How do you know you're... It's not that bad. How do you know if your friend has a sideways butt? Was the joke. Something like this.
Okay.
Your friend has a sideways butt. And you say, why? And you say, because when he goes down the slide, it goes... Isn't that stupid? That was like
that was really stupid and
ninth grade.
Absolutely appropriate for this morning.
It was like a ninth grade thing or some shit. I don't remember. Anyway,
love it.
Good times. Let's talk more now.
Let's talk more.
Oh, by the way, if anyone wants to text us live, because we are doing the show live today, 801-471-0462. It's right there on the screen. And we'll
do
read it.
Our very best to read it and answer any questions you have.
Yeah,
and
easy peasy. Happy to do it. If it's if you're saying stuff in the chat, I'll try to watch for those as well. But anyway,
it's hard to do three things at once.
Yeah, feel free to do more. Also, I also think that texting and driving might be at an all-time high, and maybe it's just my bias I have, but every time we go anywhere, you're yelling at somebody who's texting and driving. Have you noticed that? Yesterday.
I know they can't hear me.
Who? When you yell? Yeah.
Yes.
But I'm just saying there's an uptick.
It makes me feel better.
There's an uptick in texting and driving.
Oh my gosh, there's been an uptick for the last 10 years.
Really? Not the last four?
I have watched a lady texting
down
the freeway in a Suburban, which means most likely she has children.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're in the car at the time. Yeah. Texting, going 75 miles an hour down the freeway.
Yeah.
And I think, why?
Looking down at their phone elbowing.
How important could this possibly be?
I know. I find it incredibly concerning. And the way that they're swerving.
Well, they're just slowly veering into my lane. Like,
and we have some pretty severe laws here. It's very state by state, but in our case, they're pretty severe about texting and driving, and people just don't seem to give a crap. I don't get it. How, like, let's say you're doing a 15-minute drive from taking your kids to school and you're going back home. Is it that important?
Not usually.
How can it be? And they use their elbows to drive while they're looking at it.
If there's it's true emergency, someone would call. And most people have the little thing that would show up on their phone in their car, and they still wouldn't have to look down or anything.
It's really bothersome.
Except.
It's not hard. What's wrong with
it? If it was
everyone?
An emergency, I think they would call.
I get it
You get the emergency.
If you're some idiot high school football player or some ditzy girl in high school.
No, these are full grown
These are grown adults. Yeah. They have no zero excuse. No. They way no better. They would tell their own kids. They would ground their own kids. Pisses me off.
Yeah, that's.
But Kim,
that's
you guys want to see something weird? You got to hear Kim get all mad at a driver. That is a weird. Because she's not. She's Miss Little, you know, nice caretaker.
You were gonna say Mousy, weren't you?
No, I wasn't gonna say that.
Sure, you weren't.
But no, you'd be like.
I'm so not.
I need to feed the neighborhood. Hey, that guy looks sad. I'll do something nice for him. Like, that's who you are.
But then when you drive,
and there's somebody who's going swerving a little bit.
If I can see that that's what they're doing, I am not a happy camper. And I will bring out of my back pocket some pretty hefty swears.
Yeah, she'll swear like a sailor. And it's a sight to behold.
Sailor on leave.
I don't know if I... Oh, wait a minute. What are they doing on shore?
I don't know. Anyway, I'm not happy when people do that.
No, I'm not either. I don't think it's great.
And it's worse when I have Van in the car with me. Because then I'm like, don't you dare make me have an accident with my grandkids in the car.
Yeah, and he's funny because if you get mad, he'll go... Nana, that's not very nice.
No, he says they're not a very good driver.
Oh, is that what he says?
Yes.
No. I've heard him do this before where I said, what did I say?
He used to say that with swear words, and he would be, that's not a very nice word, Pops. But now he says, they're not a very good driver, are they, Nana?
I was in the house, and somebody's car said, hey, Dad, you hear they're remaking something I was excited about? And I go, shut up.
Oh, and yeah, goes, the shut up you can't say.
Pops.
That's not very nice.
That's not very nice. But then he'll also, yesterday, what did he say? He was in trouble for just picking on a sister or something.
He stomped his foot
and
moved his hand and he goes, are you kidding me?
He goes, are you kidding me? I'm like, dude, keep working on it.
Yeah, you'll get that.
That Oscar is yours one day. But today is not that day. How's your neck? What people want to know.
It's getting better. I've been to physical therapy a couple times and I've gotten really good exercises that have helped.
Yeah.
And the heat and the TENS unit. What's the little?
Oh, the little shocker thing.
That does help with heat. He does all that.
Do you think your people put that thing 100%. On their junk? Do you think that happens? Like some weirdo's like into wrapping his diddly doo with a shocker thing.
How are you using the TENS unit, babe?
Oh, I'm not using it like that at all. This is not an admission.
Why are you thinking about this?
This is just like, I know there are some weirdos like right now cranking it to 10 going.
Yes.
This is all.
Going.
I just want to feel again. Anyway,
I don't know what you think of. I like telling people about my back and that's what you come up with.
I mean, that's a good point. Someone wants to know what's your killer acid is on your shirt? What does that mean?
I got this shirt at the Omega Mart in Vegas.
Oh.
It's got this really cool back thing, too.
Oh, you got, this was at the, oh, careful, Area 52, 1, 51, 50, 15, Area 15?
Area 15. it works with the black lights and stuff. Oh. So it's kind of fun.
It's weird that it's not glowing at all in here. You'd think it would.
You don't have any black lights in here.
No.
That's why.
Oh, good point. It's not just glow in the dark.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun shirt. I liked it.
Okay. That's cool. Well, anyway, I'm glad your back's doing lots better. My arm still sucks.
Yes.
It's effed.
It does. But you also haven't done any of the exercises.
I have. I've done some.
No, I haven't even showed them to you yet.
Well, not the ones you know about.
That's the ones that work.
I have this one that I do. It's not really doing anything.
Yeah. So I've overworked the muscles in my shoulder, and where it hurts is this little spot between my shoulder blades on the right side.
Yeah.
And so the exercises are a lot of real slow doing this and this and this, and it's working.
Good.
It's been 3 weeks since, or maybe 4 weeks since the first time I went.
It's been 3 weeks.
And it's probably 75% better.
Yeah. Oh, that's a market increase productivity. Increase.
Yes.
Okay. No, that's great. Congratulations. Thank I guess I didn't know that it had improved that much.
It
I know
did.
We talk about it a lot. But
it was on fire 90% of the time, and now it only gets bad if I overdo it. Like if I'm picking up kids or about a week ago, I decided to can.
Oh, right. Can and some raspberries.
And it's just heavy. Yeah. And so you have to be really slow and careful, and I don't know if I was super careful. And so it just gets more sore and I have to do more workouts.
So. Yeah. She, this raspberry jam, is it blackberry? What is
it's
it?
It's blackberry.
Blackberry.
Seedless
so
blackberry jam.
It's unbelievable. And she didn't the reason I think I like it is you didn't go crazy sweet with it. It's sort of
No, it's probably tart. A third of the sugar that most recipes call for in a jam.
Yeah. So what you do is you get an air fryer and you air fry up some crumpets, British crumpets, like the more authentic holy ones. Like the
if
ones
you have trypophobia,
got?
You're not going to really like those
at
all.
Oh, you'll hate those, dude. Oh, I wanted to take a picture of one of those. Do we have any more left?
No.
Oh, I'll send it to Morgan. She,
no, that's
my favorite
not
thing.
Nice.
It's my what
she
we do.
She hates that.
It's what we do, her and I. But I want to, you put that in there, you fry that up
so
real
you fry,
good.
You just make it crispy toasty. Like toast, and then you put mascarpone cheese on there.
Yeah.
And then the jam.
It's amazing, dude. It's like a little heaven, little piece of heaven there.
I like doing less sugar because it tastes like blackberries.
Yeah.
Instead of just sugar. A lot of jam just tastes, it'll have a flavor, but it tastes mostly like sugar. This tastes like eating blackberries.
Yeah, they taste like melted Jolly Ranchers or something. Mm. And this is not that.
Maybe I should bring some to TMS Vegas.
You could. Just don't break it.
I won't break it.
Be a real mess in the car.
No, I won't break it. I got this.
We get to Cedar City and go.
We should do that over some brie cheese and some crackers.
That'd be all right. Put them out on Barry's little patio thing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I like it. I like it.
I need it to be warm there.
I tell you what else I need. I need to be able to have some decent audio while I'm on my way to all things Vegas. And how I'm going to do that is with our friends over at Raycon. I love these guys. Let me tell you a little bit about Raycon. They make earbuds that I comfortably wear almost every single day. When I listen to podcasts, when I listen to music, it doesn't matter really what it is. They have amazing audio quality for half the price of other premium audio brands. And if you don't believe me, well, how about their tens of thousands of five-star reviews? Don't believe me. Believe the reviews. Anyway, they're optimized.
A lot to do with our birthday present for Tay.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. We got a couple of Raycon things coming for their birthdays. Well, hers and then maybe, what was the other one?
We have 4 birthdays in 6 weeks.
I hate how many birthdays are happening. Plus, there's Mother's Day.
That's after all that, yeah.
Notoriously bad at. I don't
that's
like Father's Day.
Yeah.
Like all this stuff. What are we doing?
Yes, but for Mother's Day and Father's Day, who doesn't want new earbuds?
I don't. I would.
Or headphones.
Nobody doesn't want them. they're amazing. So I used mine yesterday to listen to this new, or no, I was listening to the Daft Punk remix album of songs from the movie Tron Legacy. So it's where it's called
that.
Re.
I love that.
Whatever it was called. I can't remember now. De-resed version or something. Anyway, amazing. And just having your head just block out everything but that. Just want to lay there and just soak it in. They're so, so good. And they come with me everywhere. I can listen anytime I want. 8 hours of playtime. 32-hour battery life overall. Just put them back in their little case. I've never had them run out, so I don't know what that's even like. But I love that there's always battery life there. Anyway, 3 customizable sound profiles in this thing, earbud tap functions, noise isolation, awareness mode. The list goes on. Go to buyraycon.com/skim today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/skim. Kim, let's read some emails.
All righty.
We got, let's see, this is a text actually from Galantino, who says, "It's a me, a Galantino." No, he says, "Stop deflecting. Embrace the curmudgeon." Should I embrace my curmudgeonness and quit?
Absolutely. Okay. I don't think you can do anything about it.
All right. I mean, I'm not that grumpy.
No, you're not.
Most of my grump comes from external sources that I can't control. And when
people's dogs shit on your lawn, and when people drive badly, and these are all things
like
you
Kim's curmudgeon.
These are all things I can't avoid.
Yeah, she walked in the other day, and it was some neighbor shit.
Because I was out cleaning the yard, and I'm like raking it up, going, seriously?
You raked a poo?
Yeah.
Oh, nobody likes raking a poo.
No.
Nope.
No, I don't.
Not a fan of raking poo.
I was raking up all the old leaves from last fall, so. We only had a few. But.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Could the weather freaking decide what it wants to be for 5 seconds?
No, we live in Utah and it's spring. It's like third spring right now.
It really is weird. Spring is funky at the beginning, and then it gets amazing. Then it's incredible, and then it's
and
hot.
And then it's hot.
And then we're, you know, pushing 100, 104.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, I can't wait for fall. And then fall comes, and fall's amazing here. Incredible falls.
Spring and fall are really great.
And then winter, and you're like, oh.
It's snowing again.
Oh, we're doing it again. It's the whole, it's the loop.
Although it was snowing like 3 days ago, and then yesterday it was the high of 70.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Go figure.
Go figure. Put that in your chicken and cook it. Here's another one from an anonymous listener. Skim Show, my marriage is awesome. The oversimplified version is my wife and I talk about each other. That's weird how you wrote this. Talk about each other about everything. I think he means talk to each other about everything.
Yes.
Good and bad. Also, my wife is my best friend.
Oh, see, that's the best.
That's cute, isn't it?
That's adorable. I love it.
That's how we roll. But sometimes you tease or give too much shit to your best friend. You got to like pull. You got to back off a little bit. You know, I do that. I'll give you a little.
But if you talk enough, I can go, that's enough.
Yeah. Like this morning, my dog was driving you crazy.
Yes.
Rainer. She was. Jim Rainer, the female dog. She's a little bit of a spaz and she was losing it.
She's a lot of a spaz.
Yeah. She's all the spaz. And she's just, you know, jumping on a couch she shouldn't be on or whatever. And Kim gets a look on her face like, that's it. I'm like, we're about to do a show. You can't be all grumpy.
I know. I hear you talking to Rainer and you're like, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Rainer.
You've made her grumpy.
Stupid dog.
I wasn't grumpy with you at all.
I know. But I love that dog and she drives you crazy.
Yes.
And it's okay.
And it's okay.
We've got this understanding.
This is what we do here.
Here's another one. This is from Nick and Megan, who wrote into the email address. They say, my wife and I have been longtime listeners of many Frog Pants shows. We've been listening to TMS since the start, and I've been a longtime Instance and Core fan. We also love listening to Skim to get funny personal stories and some parenting tips. Is that what we're doing here?
I think so.
Let me give you a parenting tip. If your kid says, how are babies made? You say, son.
Go talk to your father. Just kidding.
Actually, it's really good to talk to him about it early. What do we do, like 8 or something?
I think eight is when a dad loves a mom. Order of things that, you know, should happen.
Yeah.
And I think it changes kid to kid.
Yeah.
I really do. I think that some kids are like, it's 6 going, I heard from my friends. And then some are at 8 and some are at 10 before they are talking to you.
It's true. Yeah, it's going to be different every time. Like anything with your kids, you got to just like figure out who's going to be the right time for what.
But don't avoid talking to them is the difference.
Someone in the chat, Adam of Geekheim, says, anyone on the East Coast feel an earthquake? Was there an earthquake just now in the East Coast? I wonder if it has anything to do. Like every time there's a big earthquake somewhere like the one that just happened in Thailand, I always worry that it's, tectonic plates all bumping up against each other, going to spread and just the whole world's going to have a big nasty one. That's my biggest fear. I know that's probably not scientifically accurate, but it always feels like, oh, one domino down. It's all happening. Let's see. Earthquake. Let's just find out what's going on. Because if that's, you know, we're not feeling it. We're on the west. We're in the west of the country over here. Let's see here. 6.8 in Marina Islands. That was Friday. Taiwan, 7.4 is
today
the big
one. Today is Friday.
Oh, today is Friday. Does that mean today?
I don't know.
Nope. Oh. 5.4. Oh, 4.5. Oh, that is today.
That's today.
So that's the Marina Islands. Breaking news. Earthquake. Here we go. New York City area with preliminary magnitude 4.8.
Oh, my gosh.
Now they say, oh, they may be related, these two that happened. Anyway, I hope everyone's all right. Shouldn't be. 4.8's not too bad.
That's got to be kind of scary on a subway, though.
It's the like the last
underground
of all the things humans can't control. Earthquakes are like a real banger, dude. Like,
yeah,
nobody can control that business.
That and volcanoes, they freak me out.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Why volcanoes?
Because again, not as much warning.
Yeah.
Sometimes they kind of can tell when they're going to, but they don't ever know quite how bad it can be until it's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see those videos of the people that were in Iceland. there to video this, and then they're like, oh, it's getting a little closer than we expected, and then they start moving, and you're like, what are you doing? Why are you there? It's lava.
Yeah, that's why. I don't want to burn to death in
hot exactly.
rock and stone that is so hot, it runs. It runs,
but also I'm looking at the people that are near it, even though they're not that close. What if that ground starts to shift underneath you, and it cracks, and you're just there?
Yeah. Ooh. Good point. Amy wrote in, has a point about grandparents and why we think of them as older than they are once we get there. Says, hi guys, it's Amy. I think the reason we think of grandparents as being so old is because when our generation were kids, meaning Generation X, our grandparents already looked, dressed, and acted like crusty old people. We're Gen X, we refuse to grow up, and now we have grown-up money to do fun shit like crazy hair colors and tattoos. So Gen X nanas rock. And then yes. She put a little icon in there, or a little emoji.
Love it.
Wow! All right. Well done.
She's right.
She is right.
She's right. I did have friends in my early 30s that came to me at one point and said, these kids, the music they're listening to. And I was like,
these kids. Yeah. I know 30. What you mean. That was a weird thing for her to say. It was weird,
but I was also like, you're purposely getting stuck in that. Era of our music was so much better, and these kids, what are they listening to? And I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
Well,
for kids or anything like our kids grew up preferring the music of our youth.
I mean, Taylor went through a whole phase of all the new stuff.
Well, that's true.
It was fine. I didn't mind it.
She still had some of that she could enjoy because there was still, it was kind of pre-music is easy to get no matter where you are. So many genres of ubiquitous services and all that. Whereas Nick and Carter, especially Nick, just straight up was born into the iTunes and forward world. And the way they see music or consume it is just so different.
It's true, though. Carter's always been more into everything you listened to in high school.
Yeah.
Nick's halfway there. And then Taylor was more into the newer stuff. She was very into Vampire Weekend. They've been to all the concerts they've been to. She was into Owl City. I remember she was 11 years old when we went to the concert.
Yeah.
But I was also having fun with it because I was taking them all to other concerts.
Yeah, because Kim's weird like that.
Well, it was fun for me.
I hate concerts.
Ugh.
Not worth it.
I had fun, and it was usually a van full of kids. Anybody that could get their ticket, I was like, let's go.
You're a mama bear. Now all the little bears are following you into the concert. She did this just recently with the freaking Taylor Swift thing, the Swifty International hoo-ha concert thing, whatever that was. By the way, she made 14 or some insane amount of billions of dollars this year, like $8 billion. She's now a billionaire in like a year's time. This year was like her year.
Yep. She's broken out doing
freaking money.
She's great, though.
I hope she spends some of that money wisely.
Some pops.
Oh, my Lord. All right. Here's this one. Where did I go? Oh, I never finished this one. Sorry. As of a few weeks ago, we found out, to continue this email, we found out my wife is pregnant. We've been planning on this for quite some time, so we knew it might be coming.
That's so exciting.
I can tell you how that works.
I don't think they need to talk.
You don't think so? They didn't just accidentally figure it out. He says, it was still a pleasant surprise. My wife, Megan, and I have been together for 11 years, married for 4. Funnily enough, on this show, you gave me some advice about pre-wedding day anxiety, and now we've got baby anxiety. We have another layer of worry since my wife is a type 1 diabetic and is already at high risk. We have been... Man, I hate type 1 diabetes. You know why I hate it? Because you have no freaking choice at all. Yeah. It sucks. Born with that
shit? Sounds like they're planning, though. This is good.
I know. It's just my heart goes out to him. Anyway, already high risk. We've been planning this with her doctors, though, and they should be helping us along the way. Well, I'd hope so. Any tips for soon-to-be first-time parents? Can we prepare for it at all? What are the fun things we can look forward to? It really doesn't feel real yet, and I can't even begin to wrap my mind around what the future holds. Nonetheless, we are excited, says Nick and Megan.
Sounds like you're already off to a good start, though.
You're going to be great. There is no way to truly be ready. I think Kim was just... genetically ready, like you were. You just were, I don't know, you were built for it or made for it or something, because you just knew when you wanted to do it.
Most moms are. I think that it's absolutely normal, and I think expected that you're nervous. If you're not and you're like, oh, we got this, no big deal, that's not where you want to be because you're going to be surprised.
Yeah.
So being nervous and overly prepared and all of that means you're ready for this.
Yeah, I think you're good. You guys are going to do great.
Yeah.
And don't stress awesome. About the little stuff. When it happens and you're going to be blown away. Yeah,
definitely let us know.
Yeah, we'd like to hear what happened. Like how what what's goes. The name? How is everyone doing? How's mom?
Definitely keep us
write us tell posted. Us. Yeah, we'd like to know. I got one more thing here to read.
And hey, congratulations, by the way. Yeah, that's
big,
awesome.
Big grats to both of you. Hey, guys. Love the show, says Tyreel. It's T-Y-R-E-E-E-L. Probably Tyreel. Not a real name, but Tyreel. How come neither of you... Oh, wait. That's not it. Sorry. Love the show. I was wondering if you or the Monday show might ever have the other kids on for fun. Would really be interesting to see the whole Johnson family there and some insight into things. Thanks and keep it up. Sure.
You should do that.
I mean, it's... possible. Why not? I'd get Nick down here on a night when everyone's here. Get Carter and Nick and Tay and everybody. You.
What Absolutely. Let's do it.
Make you all huddle around
never
that
thought
mic.
About that. Well, I'll stand around.
I don't know. I mean, Nick's never been one for the mic. He's never been one for like get out in front of everything.
He's not usually on video. He's done a few things with video games on a mic.
Yeah.
And he's like that.
He's not like a stage. He doesn't like that feeling of being in.
He wasn't a theater kid, if you mean that.
Definitely not. He likes to, you know, I don't know. He was kind of like me growing up. I'm a lot like that. I just, people think, oh, you're so outgoing because you have all these shows and you're on stream and you've been doing this for 20 years and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But I don't do this for exposure or I don't like that part. I actually don't like that part. And if you've met me at all in like public events, you'll know that I'm just as happy with a pizza at the hotel than I am out hanging, you know, partying too late. I'm not a party guy.
No, that's right, though.
And I don't have FOMO for it. So I just sort of like, okay, see you guys later. I'm going to go watch Guy Fieri, whatever his name is. I'm going to go watch him do gangster food in the hotel that I, you know, get a pizza. I don't know. That's weird how I am.
That's all right, though. That's but you're good at being on here. So
yeah, no, I like this, but I don't think I like to create. I like conversation. I like authentic.
Meeting people at the events is super fun.
Oh, I love
because
that.
We get to find out.
Love that. No problem.
Who they are and what they're listening to and all of that.
But when
it's
late,
more person to person.
Yeah.
It's not
and when
about,
it's like 2 a.m. and they're like, oh, we're going to go hop like six bars. I go, oh, well, I'm not.
I've been up since 6 a.m.
And then when I was younger, I used to go, okay. And I just go because I didn't want anyone to think I didn't want to go. But now I'm like, meh.
Now you're.
And you know, and people know me enough
JOMO.
To know it's not. Yeah. I have JOMO, the joy of missing out. I'm fine. I'll be over here. You guys have fun. I'll be over here.
Let me know how it went.
Yeah. Life's too short to get too hung up on that stuff anymore. So there you have it. Foodie for the
you
week.
Too.
So you've been making the jam and everything, but do you have a favorite spring thing that you make now that the weather's changing and stuff?
I get a little antsy with starting up the grill because summer's coming. And when the total heat of summer, when it gets to be 102, I don't want to be standing in front of a grill. So spring is kind of my time when I go, okay, got some new seasonings. We're going to do some dry rubs. I'm going to pull out I'm going to try the smoker on the grill this year. I have a tiny smoker attached to the grill.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that this year.
You know what I say or what I think of when you say that?
What?
Hold on.
Steak?
No.
Smoke weed every day.
I think of that. That's what I think of. No, that's cool. I'm
so
you know.
I'm kind of ramping up for grilling things.
Yeah, I like grilling.
And the freezer's full of meat and ready to go as soon as this weather would, if it's not raining on me, I want to be out there doing that.
Yeah, that sounds great.
So tonight we'll probably be grilling something.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's cooling down today.
So. I've got, it's not that cool, but it's also not windy like yesterday. So
yesterday was in the low 70s, but it was really windy.
The cold wind came through. So hopefully that happens this weekend for sure. I'll be grilling something. But I did do some cookies a couple weeks ago that you liked.
I will benefit directly from all of these ideas.
We're like shifting from soups to crock pot. Yeah. And now we're going to go to the grill.
Yeah, let's go to the grill.
And try a new seasoning. I went to a couple of stores the other day. I was at Sam's Club and at Costco. And they have some really good new chicken and beef seasonings out there. If you want to do some dry rubs. I saw that looked really good.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Sign me up for your newsletter. Well, there you have it. That's today's show. We hope you enjoyed yourselves. Listen, if you'd like the show and you want to throw a couple bucks our way, there's a great way to do it. It's just a monthly thing over at patreon.com/frogpants. It's kind of a catch-all for all the little extra things we do around the network. And we'd love it if you did. What are you going to do with that extra buck a month? May as well put it somewhere. It still has the dollar entry. Big whoopee deal. Nothing. Right? In today's world, what's a dollar?
Already doing that. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for
that. It makes a difference.
It usually does.
It's the only thing keeping us all working.
Yeah, that's right. If it wasn't for the supportive fans, I mean, what are we even doing?
Exactly.
And I'll walk around with you at night. Don't worry. I'm just not going to go to a bar at 3 a.m. Okay? There's nothing there for me. And you're all drunk out of your mind. And that's fine. Do you. You do you. I'll have half a Vegas gummy and go back to the hotel. Anyway, just kidding. We do look forward to seeing everybody, though. We're like less than a month.
We're 3 weeks away.
3 weeks?
Crazy. Very excited to see everyone.
Pretty excited. Carter's coming with us.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to that road trip.
Do you know what? Carter's going to be there. Her birthday is during TMS Vegas this
year. Oh, that's right. She turns 20.
Viva TMS, Carter.
7?
Yes. I had to think about it. I'm like, yeah.
I had a kid and one on the way at 27. Right?
I think so.
Holy shite. All right. Well, time passes, everyone, and so does life. I think that'll do it for us. Oh, and also don't forget our website, frogpants.com/skim, if you're looking for links to anything, and that branches off to everything else. skimshow@gmail.com, and of course, 801-471-0462 for your emails, for your texts. No. Voicemails. And your
voicemails.
I know what I'm saying here. That'll do it for us. Kim, thanks so much for spending time with
me. Absolutely.
Even though you slept with me last night. If you know what I mean. No, he just slept. That's it. He's just sleeping. All right, everybody.
You guys are awesome.
We'll see you next time.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Get more at frogpants.com. No.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.